Christian friends, grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem amid the welcoming cheers of the people. And that day kind of proved, well, maybe many things, but I think of three things especially. First, it proved that God's in charge of what happens in the world. God's will is always done, even when sinners oppose it. Secondly, Palm Sunday proved that what God has promised in His Word is true. He always fulfills His promises. They're never broken. And thirdly, Palm Sunday proves that Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the one that God sent to be our Savior and our King. Just think for a moment about all the things that happened in the Palm Sunday story that prove that God controls this world. First of all, think about this question. Who arranged for a young donkey to be tied up in a village near Jerusalem at just the right time, just the right place, so Jesus could send disciples and they would find it? Who arranged that that donkey would never have been ridden by a human being before, even though it was big enough to carry the weight of a human? Who arranged for the donkey's owner to be willing to let strangers untie the donkey and lead him away just because they said the Lord needs him? The answer to these questions is God. God arranged these things. And then who gathered the large crowds together? One crowd on the road with Jesus as he was going to Jerusalem, and another crowd that came out of the city of Jerusalem, which was full of people for the Passover holiday. And these two crowds met together and they joined in cheering Jesus and leading him into the city. Who moved the crowds to put palm branches on the road and even their own garments? The answer is God. Who made the people remember? It says in the scriptures that when Jesus rode over the crest of the hill, the people remembered things that they had seen and heard Jesus do, and they cheered him for it. Who reminded them at that moment of all those miracles they had seen? God. Only God could arrange these things. And they shouted, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." They quoted from Psalm 118, words that point that Jesus is the Messiah. The answer to all of the questions is God did these things because He controls what happens in this world. And then the second thing that Palm Sunday proves is that God's word is always fulfilled. We heard Kim a few minutes ago read that prophecy from Zechariah saying, "Shout, O daughter of Zion, shout, daughter of Jerusalem, your king is coming, righteous and having salvation, and he's coming humble and mounted on a donkey." Jesus came humbly to Jerusalem bringing salvation because God's word had promised it, and God's word never fails. The people that day fulfilled prophecy without really even realizing that they were doing it. The Gospel of John says, at first his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and they had done these things to him. It seems that no one really understood what was going on that day. They were doing a lot of things, but they didn't get the meaning of it. They were fulfilling the word of God. And it was only later on that they would come to understand it. The Father, God the Father, had appointed that there would be a day for Jesus to be honored. And it happened, even though the enemies of Jesus didn't want it to happen. They complained and said among themselves, See what's going on? See what's happening? Look, the whole world is going after him. They didn't believe in Jesus. They didn't want to see him honored. They went right to Jesus and they said, do you hear what the children are saying about you? Teacher, rebuke your disciples. They were saying to him, you can't have people proclaiming you as the Son of God. You can't let people say you're the Messiah. You know what Jesus said in answer to that? He said, I tell you, if the people keep quiet, the stones will cry out. The promise of God's word and the will of God is going to be accomplished, even if it takes miracles. Nothing's too hard for God. Nothing and nobody can stand in the way of God's word being fulfilled. Jesus said once that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Isn't that good for us to know as Christians? Because we count on the promises in God's word. It's God's word that tells us that whoever believes in Jesus becomes a child of God. It's God's word that tells us there's a place in heaven for us by faith in him. The word of God says that whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. Thank God that his words are true. They never pass away unfulfilled. And then the third thing that Palm Sunday proves is that Jesus is the King of Kings. The word Hosanna comes from Psalm 118. It means, save us now. That's a prayer for help to your king. And the people combine that word on Palm Sunday with the phrase, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. They were welcoming Jesus as their king sent by God. Now, did they all fully understand what they were saying? Probably not. But you know, the Holy Spirit was making them prophets, even though they didn't understand everything they were saying. They were proclaiming the word of God. That's what a prophet does. The crowd said, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Those words remind us of what the angels said on the night Jesus was born. They said to the shepherds in the fields near Jerusalem, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. On Palm Sunday, people were saying that too. Jesus gives us peace with God, and God is glorified by rescuing us from our sins. The angels of heaven glorify God for what Jesus did for us, and the saints in heaven who are already there are glorifying God for what Jesus did for us. Sometimes in our communion service we say, with all the saints on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and we join their glorious song. There are times for Jesus to be praised and proclaimed as King, and when those times come, nothing can stop it. Happened on Palm Sunday, and the Bible says it's going to happen again when Jesus returns. Philippians 2 tells us that when he comes again, that every knee is going to be bowed before him, and every tongue will confess that he is God. He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The book of Revelation says that the devil and the demons and evil people conspire and fight against Christ. It says they'll make war against him, but it goes on to say the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. That's who the people were welcoming on Palm Sunday, and it's a preview of things to come. God the Father provided a royal kingly welcome that day. And again, there will be a kingly welcome when Jesus returns in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Until then, may the Lord keep us honoring him, praising him as we're doing today, so that when that time comes, we'll be a practiced people, a prepared people used to worshiping him and who will gladly do so then too. The King is coming. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. May those words always flow easily and joyfully from our lips today and on the day of his return. Amen. And now, the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.